The Movie Hour, episode 147, September 1st, 2011. The following episode contains movie spoilers and quite a bit of swearing, so earmuffs, kids. Good evening, everyone. You are listening to Liz Taylor's Who's Afraid of the Movie Hour, and I am your host, Greg Maloney. There are numerous things to discuss tonight concerning the world of movies, but let's start with welcoming back our illustrious co-hosts, my brother James, and perennial superpower Jeff. Welcome back to the Movie Hour, gentlemen.
Yay! Hey,
kids. I couldn't figure out what kind of superpower you're going to be, Jeff. I'm sorry, but I just know you're a perennial superpower, whatever it is.
You can pick not biannual.
Right. Perennial. Every single year. I'm like, Puck.
And maybe it's football season that's coming up, and it's the Lions and all the college stuff starting. That's getting me all excited. Maybe that's why I'm thinking, you know, superpowers. But
I had my 47 fantasy drafts already.
Fantasy drafts, fucking psycho fantasy drafts. Jeff, do you play fantasy?
I don't have the patience to. No, I don't.
Yeah, no, not at all. Either do I. So
I'm looking forward to the league starting back up, though. That's as far into fantasy as I get. Yeah, I get a kick out of that show.
Does it like reference actual things that happen
all the time?
It does actually, like injuries and stuff.
Right. I didn't know that. That's very interesting. Might have to pick that up, but it's a lot of the TV stuff start back up, which will be very fun. I don't know. I think it was you, James, that turned Rogi, my roommate, onto the Wire, and he's been watching it nonstop. He's watching it right now too.
Yeah, I think it might have been me. I told him he was crazy for not watching it. James, have you ever seen The Wire?
No, that's like what's on deck after the damn movie list is over. So I have something to burn my disc with, and it's just it's not happening. So. No.
Yeah, the Wire is amazing, and I'm glad Rogi's finally getting into it.
Yeah, he's cruising through it on HBO Go.
Movie list, The Wire, and then reduction of services from Netflix.
Oh, by the way, I quit Netflix.
Yep. I didn't completely quit. I cut off my instant streaming. I'm doing single DVDs for now. I'm probably going to wrap it up at the end of the month. So that's, Netflix. You're going to have to hit them in the wallet, see what happens. But, yeah, it's been a long fucking week. There's been all kinds of things going on. Jeff's actually here. He survived Hurricane Irene. Congratulations. Or tropical storm, whatever it was.
And that earthquake.
Yeah, and the earthquake.
Wait, we talked about the earthquake last week, though. That's old news, so forget about the earthquake. But Hurricane Irene.
It was like not even a problem out there, right? Like
I think certain parts of New York had some issues, but no, I mean, honestly, not really a big issue.
Were you following like the local weather and they're saying, yeah, we're fucked, man, we're fucked.
It's what it was is basically like certain news stations were taking it a little farther than they needed to, but pretty much it was a news story, and the story was, it carried pretty easily because the town took it seriously, which they should have. If it wasn't that far away from, like, if it had come in when the tide was in and things like that versus when the tide was out, if things had been a little bit different, if it had been a little bit stronger, it could have made a major impact. So they did the right thing by making a big deal of it, and it became a big news story because they made a big deal of it.
Right, and it wasn't, and it ended up being a no story.
It was, it was a really, really big storm, but that's it.
We had a crazy lightning storm. That was about it. Also, it was crazy. It was absolutely nuts. But I do have a couple things I want to get to before we get to our movie reviews. We have a lot of movies we actually caught this time. I actually watched Already a Brother, even though I didn't promise it. I told everybody Jeff was going to watch it. And you're just going to count on him. You can't. There's no good help. There's no good help nowadays. And but. Couple things. First, I had a Sonic Limeade the other day. It's fantastic. If you haven't had a Limeade from Sonic, it's a Limeade. They're like lemonades, but it's a Limeade.
Okay.
I'm in love with them now. So if anybody wants to send anything to the show, feel free to like bottle Sonic Limeades up and send them my way. That's completely awesome. It's fantastic. James, I want to talk to you about, you are now watching Arrested Development, the TV show. I know this is not about movies, but it's the greatest thing in the world, and I'm happy you're finally doing it, and I got to know what you think so far.
I like it. It's pretty amusing. I'm maybe halfway through the entire list right now. Trying to think of the latest thing that happened. Basically, they started to leave for Phoenix at one point because it was like right after the first season ended, and
right.
The new season started back up. And they found like the Saddam stuff in the wall, and the father went and stole it back basically, because he's on the run, on the lam.
Right. It
But
says it.
yeah,
How's it
there's
in
a lot of
terms
good
of
running
combat?
jokes and stuff, so it's pretty funny.
Who's your favorite character?
Wow, that's a tough call.
No, it's not
Probably
Job.
Job. Probably Job. Job's
Yeah.
awesome. No,
It's not Job. What? How do you now that you've actually seen Michael Cera? Like, this is my movie plug. Like, how now that you've seen Michael Cera's Beginnings? Like, does it, any movie you've seen with Michael Cera in it? It just seems like he's playing the same character.
It's
Have you seen
weird
any
seeing
movies with?
him like in retrospect. Like, it doesn't seem like the same person to me, to tell you the truth, just because he
Really?
looks so young. Not that that's even possible for Michael Cera, but yeah, it just seems weird to me. Like, it doesn't really seem like Michael Cera to me. It seems like a different person.
Right. Very true. I actually watched the first episode, the pilot, yesterday, because I heard you were watching it. I'm like, dude, I'm gonna watch that before I go to bed. And it was fantastic, as usual. But the big thing, and this is actually concerning you again, James. I'm sorry to put you on the spot quite a few times. We've been talking about the Old Boy remake for quite a while, and how Spike Lee is set to make this beautiful movie.
Oh, the rumor hasn't
And
changed yet. I was hoping that a new
no,
director would be
no.
helping you
Well,
by
not
now.
only that, but it's actually been being reported that Josh Brolin is going to be our protagonist for your boy, James, Josh Brolin. And yeah, it's a terrible, terrible thing. I don't know. It's just I keep thinking about this movie and how awful it's going to be, and I wonder more and more how they're going to try to put it together. And in America, do you think they even have like the balls that go through with the actual original plot, or is he just going to be a completely different
Watered down thing.
set up? Because like this the stuff with the daughter seems like it's not going to make play, and I
Yeah,
don't know.
that's gonna be interesting. I'll actually be impressed if they keep that part of the story intact.
Right. And I don't want to ruin too much of it. I know it's an old movie, but for anybody that hasn't seen Old Boy yet, it's a
It is worth a
fantastic movie.
view,
Check it out. But
even with the 10% off.
yeah, even with your
You
10%.
and your 10%.
Jeff, what do you think? Does Old Boy the remake have any kind of future in America?
No.
No
I
kind of
imagine it
future.
going largely unnoticed.
Well, with your boy Josh Brolin, and now the rumor's moving on to Brolin's in, and possibly Christian Bale is going to be the bad guy. So you got that going for you, which is nice. But all bad news all around. And there's nothing coming out this week, unless you want to watch. Let's see, there's like 10 horror movies, and that's about it. I think is all that's coming out this weekend. But that brings us to last weekend and this last week of the movie reviews. What we caught, what we want to share with you guys. We always catch quite a few movies. Not all of them new to us, so we don't really review them unless they are new. But Jeff, let's start with you this week. You're the magic guy.
Okay, so due to Hurricane Irene, I was two ways to look at it. I was stuck inside, or I was able to watch several movies, and there are two that I want to talk about. One extremely briefly, MacGruber.
No way. How
Yeah.
did you end up watching
Well,
MacGruber?
I got a little toasty Sunday night after finding out that I wasn't going to have work on Monday. Actually I got quite a bit toasty and was it was cruising through the HBO on demand available stuff, and I seem to remember somebody saying that
Are you yawning during your movie review?
MacGruber sorry, MacGruber was just so good. That MacGruber was corny but funny. It wasn't funny. It wasn't. It was corny. It was really stupid. And it's if you're not familiar, it's apparently based on a Saturday Night Live sketch. And I was sort of thinking about like Wayne's World and how Wayne's World was kind of corny, but it was pretty funny. And there were some classic lines and stuff. This was mostly like sex jokes, like bad sex jokes, and like mullet jokes, and I don't know, it just wasn't good at all, I didn't think. Ryan Phillippe was in it and he was all right, and Val Kilmer was in it and he was kind
Yep.
of funny, because it's Val Kilmer and that's hilarious. But aside from that, no, not that great.
Are there any punches at like Val Kilmer's movie career or anything while they're in the movie? Or
no,
is it
unfortunately, there aren't. There's one good joke in the entire thing, and it's MacGruber like assembles a crack squad of sweet guys to go fight Val Kilmer,
right?
And accidentally blows them all up like immediately with homemade C4, and when he first meets with Val Kilmer after they're having sort of like a little epic pre-battle talk, and Val Kilmer's talking about how tough it is, like, because he got a whole group of people together and accidentally blew him up with C4, and he pulls like the whole "oh wait, that's you," and that's the best part of the whole movie. Kristen Wiig's in it, and she isn't even really that funny. And
that's upsetting. It's very upsetting.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know what upsetting. The hell I was thinking watching this movie in the first place, but it was wasn't good.
I blame the vehicle, not the passengers.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So the actual review I wanted to do was a movie called Red that came out last year, starring Bruce Willis, Morgan Freeman, Helen Mirren's in it, John Malkotraz,
Helen the Body Mirren, you mean?
Oh, and what's her name? The Mary Louise Parker is in it too. My other girlfriend.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. It was a solid 7. You know, turn off. It was sort of like a fun action movie with some clever lines. There was that one scene that was in the trailer that was equally badass. When you see it in the movie, where Bruce Willis like spins out the car and steps out of it, and he's like immediately shooting his gun. It was pretty cool looking. I don't know. I liked it. It was silly but fun. And
I equate it to something like The Losers. Is that appropriate?
I would put it, yes, very much on par with The Losers. Much on par with The Losers.
Really interesting.
Yeah, and it's again a comic book movie. I didn't realize that until I turned it on.
Right. And it's set up as like just this cell of like ex-CIA agents, like all that know each other, like just reconnect and team up to do something.
So Bruce Willis is like he's just a regular Joe retiree, and then people come to his house, like a wet team comes to his house and tries to assassinate him. So he kind of like goes around and reassembles his old gang, and he's trying to figure out why there are teams after him and stuff like that. And it's sort of that whole thing, like, okay, why are they after me, and why are they after us? And we're all old retired agents, and Malkovich plays like a lunatic kind of guy, and he's pretty good in it. You know Malkovich, he's a great character actor, and that's good.
He's a great guy too. He's got a great family
and an excellent human being.
Right.
That was good. I liked it. Carl Urban's sort of the bad guy.
There's a lot of big names who stole the limelight, like who ended up taking
Freeman
all who stole
was
the scene?
Actually really good in this, like he had his whole like it was like the Red character almost, like the why, like everything is sort of like okay, everything's delivered with a little bit of a smile, sort of like the wise old man,
right?
And, you know, it was good. Red not being the movie, but Red being his character from Shawshank Redemption.
Interesting that he's also in this movie. Very right, yeah. Coincidence? Okay. Coincidence?
Yes.
Yeah, yes, very much so. But yeah, that's one of the things that'd be interesting. Like, it's got a lot of big names in it, so it's curious to see. But a recommended movie for anybody that's looking to waste a couple hours.
Yeah, I would put it pretty high up there as far as like silly action movies go.
Right, right. Cool. Very cool. James, did you have a movie you wanted to bring up?
I have seen nothing.
Oh, okay. But I did get you did John deliver on that the tape I got you?
The case for that VHS tape was hilarious. I had to open it up just to make sure it wasn't beta. I'm like, wow, I haven't seen one of these in forever.
I had to order James a copy of Sleuth on VHS, widescreen, mind you, widescreen.
Whoa.
And because getting it on DVD is a pain in the ass, and you buy it new, it's like $30 if you can find it somewhere that's actually selling it. And it was just, I ended up buying it online for, I think it was $3 and another like $2.50 shipping.
Yep.
And it was a previous rental, so that's why it's got
buy
that
a VCR
case.
Too.
It's got a...
Actually, we've got a Dave and Kate, my housemates, still have a VHS/DVD player, so we'll have to bring that down to the TV room.
We'll have
room.
To do a review on just how the times have changed as you watch that movie. Because
I'm going to be fascinated to see what you think of the, like, I don't know, you guys are used to watching Blu-rays over there at this point.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah,
just gonna shut it off in disgust midway through.
So I ended up catching already a brother, like I mentioned before, and we were like out of the movies that were coming out the past couple weeks, coming ahead too. It seemed like one movie I'd find, you know, funny, entertaining. I had to check it out. Lots of names in it that we like. Lots of attractive females also, and in general, it's exactly what you expect it to be. But I'm sort of upset walking away from it. Like it fulfilled my expectations, but I was hoping for something more, I guess. The girls in it, I was expecting at least for hot girls to be in it, and they're all sort of dressed down. And here's the other kicker. Like, all right, I'll start from the beginning. The characters. It's a story of Paul Rudd right in the beginning. You see it in the trailer of him being a really nice guy, and he ends up getting caught selling pot to a uniformed police officer, and which is, you know, kind of funny in and of itself. Goes to jail, comes out, and his old hippie girlfriend who lives, you know, on this garden farm area, has another boyfriend after like 5 months and kicks him out. He has to go, you know, fish out of water back in with his family, which is of three sisters and his mom. And an important note, that farm, he had a dog there named Willie Nelson that he loved. He loves this dog, Willie Nelson, and the girl will not let him have it back or let him have the dog, even though the dog obviously loves him too.
Now, is the girlfriend played by one of the main actresses?
No, it's not. Actually, okay. I do not know that girl's name. I should probably look it up. But
I do not.
If you don't know it, it's not important.
Right. I do not. So, moving on, we meet all the sisters. The sisters are played by Elizabeth Banks, Rashida Jones, and Zooey Deschanel. So, you know, a trifecta, if you will. We'll call it the trifecta for now. Actually, no, there's Rashida Jones isn't the other sister. Rashida Jones is another person. The other sister is Emily Mortimer. Rashida Jones is actually Zooey Deschanel's lesbian lover. So you're thinking, wow, this is going to be amazing.
Jesus.
You're thinking it's going to be awesome.
I do think it's going to be awesome.
There are a couple other big names. Steve Coogan's in this, which we're all a fan of, I believe. And Adam Scott's in it. And I've got newfound respect for Adam Scott. I always thought he was pretty funny, but in this, he's funny.
I love Adam Scott. I'm glad to hear that he was good.
Yeah. So those are the sisters. Steve Coogan plays the husband of Emily Mortimer's, and Rashida Jones plays the lesbian lover of Zooey Deschanel. And I think Elizabeth Banks is sort of like the working on a relationship kind of girl. They all have their lives sort of in order when Paul Rudd shows up, and Paul, or him being Ned is his character's name, ends up pretty much moving from household to household, just being a really nice guy, but just being naive and telling people like things that other people told him, and ends up, you know, by chance, causing all these problems and getting everybody in trouble and getting all his sisters one by one pissed off at him. But what kind of struck me as weird was we're supposed to get the idea that Paul's this really great guy. It's like The Room all over again. Paul's this really great guy, and all the girls are just, you know, self-conscious, but really just all about themselves, all worried about what other people think of them. And every time something happens wrong, even though it's about them, they blame it on Ned. And the end of the movie is supposed to be this realization that it's not Ned that's the dick, it's us. And, you know, they end up, Ned gets pissed off at all of them and ends up going back to jail because he breaks his parole by smoking a joint. Even though you don't even get to see it, he pretty much just tells his parole officer, yeah, I was so upset, I ended up even smoking with a neighborhood kid across the street, and, you know, he ends up getting arrested because of it. Because he's, you know, he's so outgoing, so nice. But the jokes in the movie, you know, you can see it giggling through.
Wait,
the entire
so the
time.
End of the movie is that he goes back to jail?
Yeah, I'll get to that. It's not the complete end. But yeah, the jokes keep going the entire time, and it's relatively funny. It'll keep you giggling the entire time. But the letdown was the end, and, you know, all the girls were dressed down a little bit, which kind of was upsetting. You'd think the lesbian couple of Zooey and Rashida Jones would just be the best thing in the world, but you don't really get to see that much. I was reminded of, with the ending of this movie, I was reminded of, I don't even remember what the hell it was, Grown Ups with Adam Sandler. You get all these people together, all these big names, and you've got to all you got to do is just write out, you know, your B script, and you've got a movie that's going to make some money. And it seems like the writers in this, which I even just took the time to look up, it's David Chazelle and Evgenia Peretz, who haven't done anything really. And it's pretty much builds up to this point where all the girls are supposed to realize, man, we're awful people. Let's go help Ned out, who just went back to jail. And they go there to bail him out. And he says, like, he pretty much says, no, I'm not leaving. Fuck you guys. I don't really care about me. You just feel bad for yourself and you want to make yourself feel better. And Ned at that point, you know, starts turning from not just a super nice guy, but kind of pissed off that his family sucks. So what they do, instead of like a whole apologizing self-realization of we're the bitches, instead of any of that, they go to the farm where Ned was kicked out and pretty much take the dog that was there and brings it to Ned, and he just forgives everybody and everything just falls into place after that.
They so, rescue the dog.
They take the dog from his ex-girlfriend, bring it to the jail. Paul Rudd's like, oh, awesome, it's my dog, thank you, I'm so happy, let's be friends.
But I'm still in jail.
Well, they end up accepting, he accepts the bail that they were going to, like, they wanted to bail him out, he wouldn't accept it, and now he accepts it, kind of thing. So, I don't, like, there's pretty much points where, like, it's, I understand that they wanted to get from point A to point B, but it seems like they skipped some steps, and that, it seemed really odd. You notice it while you're watching the movie, I think. The pacing's off. Two other things I want to mention. Steve Coogan plays the mean, cheating on my wife role in this. And you don't get to get him for much comedy other than in the very beginning. Emily Mortimer is like the oldest sister and has a kid, and she's supposed to play the kind of depressed wife. And she's trying to like turn Steve Coogan on in the very beginning. So she like, you just see a shot of her taking off her bathrobe, and you see him just look down and he just goes, like, Jesus Christ, what'd you do to your vagina? Like, that's the exact quote. And I was the only one that laughed, I think, in the theater. But it was just like, wow, that's great. Love Steve Coogan.
So for the most part, was it Paul Rudd was the comedy? Like,
yeah, Adam Scott is...
he contributes. No,
Elizabeth Banks, like, apartment. Like, he lives in the same apartment building Elizabeth Banks does. And they have a we're just friends relationship, and Paul Rudd comes in and like talks to Adam Scott's character, and he realizes that they're both in love with each other, but they're not like talking about it. So then he blurts it out to both of them, and they both get pissed off at him, and that's it. But he's hilarious. Paul Rudd's it's some of the situations are like, oh my god, I can't believe Ned just said that, kind of funny. So just like weird circumstances and just the uncomfortable, oh wow, I can't believe you just said that in this situation. Oh my god. But he does have some, he doesn't say like any actual jokes other than there's some physical comedy with him, and there's a son involved with Emily Mortimer, his nephew that they make jokes with. But yeah, yeah, it's
watching the previews, it kind of just seemed like, you know, he was going to be the one carrying the show. It didn't seem like anybody else was going to help out.
Right.
It's, at all.
The girls do a pretty good job. Zooey Deschanel, Rashida Jones, Elizabeth Banks, and
it's not a one-man show, basically.
Yeah, it's not a one-man show, but there's definitely shared screen time between him. He goes between all those elements, but all those girls are in it a fair amount and do some decent stuff. But I don't think they just deliver jokes. It's just written as comedy. The last thing that actually really bothered me, and it's not just this movie, but I'm just noticing it more and more, and I want to get your opinions on. There's a part in it where this is the part where Paul Rudd ruins Elizabeth Banks' life. Elizabeth Banks is this wanting to be a serious journalist, and she gets her, you know, big break and needs Paul to repeat what a famous person told him, because she wouldn't talk to Elizabeth Banks, but she talked to Paul Rudd's character, like poured her heart out. And now Elizabeth Banks is pressuring Paul or Ned to tell her all the stuff.
Okay.
And they end up getting into this news organization. I forget if it's like a magazine. I think it's supposed to be like Vogue or something. I don't know. And they end up like saying, there's the lawyer there. Like, I need him to tell me that all this was true. And they do one of the, Elizabeth Banks, you see a shot of Elizabeth Banks and Paul Rudd, and like Elizabeth is just staring at him, like waiting for him to say something. And he does like the deep breath, and then they cut to them leaving the office and her pissed off, kind of thing. Do you know what I'm talking about?
We get
you don't get to see the scene, and you just cut moving on. He obviously said all these things. And this is toward the end of the movie, and it's, I think they missed a real opportunity. Like, I know there's some comedy there. Like, he takes the deep breath, cut. Okay, he just fucked her. But I think there was a part where they could have easily went on and showed him just saying, like, no, I'm not an awful person. I'm not going to betray her trust like you are. Like, you're doing this awful thing. And I don't, like, I know it's a comedy, but it's right where you think that we're going to see the turnaround in events. And it just, I don't know. It seems
like a struggling between a comedy and morality tale almost.
Right. It's really odd. It's odd. Like, and again, you can go in, there'll be constant like giggles through the movie, but it was as expected. I was sort of hoping it would be more, but it wasn't. And in terms of the movie still out there, though, I'd probably go see it before anything else, unless you're a horror fan. But that's my take.
Why is Val Kilmer in so many movies that I've never heard of?
Is he paying the bills, man? Paying the bills.
So.
I didn't mean to take the spotlight too long, because this is a James week. This is James' spotlight.
Yeah, it doesn't feel the same without me having a movie review. I feel like I let my public down.
You'll never let your public down. Maybe you will. I don't know, but I don't think you will.
But yeah, like I was saying, this is Jim's day, and Jim has a quiz. For Jeff and I, which we got to take care of, and we do have some live listeners. I'm curious if Josh, if you are listening, make sure you give me the answers before Jeff. Make sure you hand them this way. So, right. So we are ready to go, James. I think we're ready to go.
Very well. The quiz that we are doing is a format we've done in the past. It is what I like to call the Who Am I quiz, and I will be reading you seven statements of character about characters that a certain actor or actress has played, and you have to tell me what actor or actress I am talking about.
No problem. And is there a theme?
There may very well be a theme.
A theme?
One of these days you're going to say that and you're going to lie to us. Sorry, there wasn't a theme. Fuck you guys. All right. So we'll see if anybody can beat me, because I'm the reigning champ at quizzes.
All right. First one. I served in Vietnam.
Tom Hanks.
Gary Sinise.
Gary Sinise.
I work for the president.
Oliver Platt.
That'd be awesome. Johnny Depp.
I see dead people.
Bruce Willis. Oh, wait. Oh, he doesn't see dead
people. Haley Joel Osment.
Nope.
Is he in Vietnam? We should help him.
You didn't see that movie? Come on.
I just got deja vu. Have we talked about sending him to war before?
Michael J. Fox.
It is Michael J. Fox.
Is that a 13 Ghosts? Is that last one?
Frighteners.
Jesus.
Yeah. So I served in Vietnam was, what, Casualties of War, whatever that movie was. And I Worked for the President was from American President. Okay.
Cool.
Next one.
Good job.
Thanks for the zero help, live listeners.
A building collapsed on me.
Nick Cage.
It is Nick Cage.
What
damn. And that would be from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, my God.
Nice. Very nice. I'm very impressed with that one. Okay. Moving on.
There could have been so many good ones there, too.
Yeah. My Nick Cage ones always get spoiled before the end. My last one there was I'm Burned Alive, which, you know, may not be true. If it's for the director's cut or not, I'm not sure. But anyway.
Yeah, we have
next one. My country was invaded.
Peter Stormare.
Nope. My boyfriend played football.
Elizabeth Banks.
Nope. I worked in a veterans hospital.
Mini Driver.
I was menaced by a shark.
Oh, Richard Dreyfuss?
Nope.
Elizabeth Shue.
I tried to con rednecks.
What the hell? I tried to con rednecks.
Yep.
Oh, Bill Murray, or is it Woody Harrelson, or is it?
My son is a nuisance. And the last one, my friend knows quack foo.
Oh, God damn it.
What the hell? Jeff
And
obviously knows who it is.
Okay, to review, my country was invaded. My boyfriend played football. I worked in a veterans hospital.
what's the football one from?
It's not
I was
Parker,
menaced by
yeah.
a shark. Were there any guesses there? I
I said
couldn't
Parker
hear it.
Posey.
Oh, no. I tried to con rednecks. My son is a nuisance, and my friend knows quack foo.
Emily Blunt. Emma Stone.
Oh my God.
Nope.
How do I not remember her name? Ah.
Time. Sorry.
Okay. The correct
It's
answer is
Carolina
Leah Thompson.
City.
Yes.
That's her actual name.
Leah
Yes.
Thompson. My country was invaded was from Red Dawn.
Yep.
My boyfriend played football is from All the Right Moves. I worked in a veterans hospital was Article 99. I was menaced by a shark. She was in Jaws 3. I tried to con rednecks. She was in Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah, no.
My son is a nuisance. Dennis the Menace. And then my friend knows quack foo is Howard the Duck.
Should have known.
I'm pissed now.
Okay. Next one. I'm a disbarred lawyer. I'm an astronaut.
Kevin Bacon.
Paul Newman.
I'm a college professor.
Emilio
Kevin Spacey.
Estevez.
I'm a pyromaniac.
Hell?
Joey Pants.
Joey, that'd be awesome.
I'm killed by a member of my own crew.
Kevin Pollak.
I was an army medic.
Giovanni Ribisi.
That'd be awesome.
And then the last one, my ashes were taken to Oktoberfest.
Don Sutherland.
It is Don Sutherland.
Shit.
Yay. I knew if I
What's
guessed
funny
Joe.
was, yeah, what's funny was I was thinking of that movie, Beer Fest, and I'm like, oh, who's the? I was thinking of the guy. How the hell am I supposed to know the guy that took him to Beer Fest? Because I was thinking, oh, he died. It was his ashes, and yeah,
So
completely blew
the
it.
correct answers for these clues, I'm a disbarred lawyer is from Time to Kill. I'm an astronaut, Space Cowboys. I'm a college professor is from Animal House. Pyromaniac is from Backdraft. Killed by a member of my own crew, Italian Job. I was an army medic, was MASH, and my ashes were taken to Oktoberfest, was Beer Fest.
He was in Backdraft.
Yeah, he
Fuck.
was pretty
All right.
integral.
I'm getting the next one. I guarantee.
Okay. I played college football.
Sean Astin. Vince Vaughn.
I am a former pro football player.
Keanu Reeves.
My father is
Come
evil.
on.
No.
My father is
Seth
what?
Green. Seth
My
Green.
father is evil. No, it's not Seth Green.
No, you
My
idiot.
girl, my girlfriend doesn't remember me. I played golf.
OJ Simpson is the answer.
No.
I played golf.
Yeah.
Will Smith.
No.
Kevin Costner.
Matt
Nope. Billy
Damon.
Madison. I mean, Happy
It
Gilmore. No, what's the Adam Sandler?
is Adam
Yes!
Sandler.
Yes!
Could have just corrected him and got the answer. Oh my
Yes.
God, I was. Oh my
So
God.
I played college football, was from Waterboy. I'm a former pro football player, was
The
the
long
remake of the
scarred.
prison one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. My father's evil is Little Nicky. My girlfriend doesn't remember me. 50 First Dates. I play golf. Happy Gilmore.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Just gonna run the gamut of all his characters before I get the right answer. All
I was
right.
too busy laughing to just say it. And had I just corrected him, I would have got the answer.
Yeah,
That's
well,
great. All
guaranteed
right.
you're an idiot.
Yeah.
All right. I lived in the Old West.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Your boy, Josh Brolin.
I hid stolen goods in an American woman's bag.
Huh.
Tom Cruise.
I went to a swingers party with my wife.
Tom Cruise. Back to that.
I built a house with my son.
Building houses. That's tough. Harrison.
I gathered with my friends after our friend died.
Erroneous.
Kevin Bacon.
I was run over by construction equipment.
Christopher Lloyd.
No.
What? Are you serious?
Well, that's a brilliant answer.
Oh, Roger Rabbit reference that put me over the top, and you didn't.
Brilliant answer.
The last one. I am outed by a former student.
Oh.
Kevin Spacey?
No.
Okay,
peer review. I lived in the Old West. I hid stolen goods in a American woman's bag. I went to a swingers party with my wife. I built a house with my son. I gathered with my friends after our friend died. I was run over by construction equipment, and I am outed by a former student.
I have no idea. Patrick Sweet.
Nothing.
Kurt Russell.
The correct answer is Kevin Kline.
What the hell was the last one? Kevin Kline.
It's from the In-N-Out movie that was based off of Tom Hanks kind of outing his former teacher at the Oscars. To review, though. I lived in the Old West is Silverado. I had stolen goods in American woman's bag is French Kiss. I went to a swingers party with my wife, the Ice Storm. I built a house with my son, Life is a House. I gathered with my friends after my friend died is what the hell's the name of that movie, that old one where they all with the Motown soundtrack. Drawing a blank.
The Motown sound. I have no idea.
Stand by Me.
And no, next hint for
okay. Next one is I was run over by construction equipment. Was from A Fish Called Wanda, and I'm outed by a former student. In and out.
Great.
I'm gonna get
a scoreboard.
Mind thing right now.
Three for Jeff, one for Greg, and two not answered.
Great.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. I'm a writer.
Giant up.
Richard Dreyfuss.
Richard Dreyfuss.
I am a Marine.
Tom Cruise. No, wait. Kevin Bacon. Jack Nicholson.
It is Jack Nicholson.
Yes!
Damn it!
You fucked with wrong Marine!
Oh,
so, man. A Few Good Men, yes. And then the first one was from The Shining.
This is absolute bullshit.
All right. I lived a sheltered life.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
I was a Jewish athlete.
What?
Brendan Fraser?
It is Brendan Fraser.
God,
school tie. Ever seen School Tie?
School Tie. Number one, I lived a sheltered life.
Casino Man. And
No, it's the one where he comes out of the bomb shelter.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Wasn't Alicia Silverstone in that?
Yeah.
Blast from the Past, that was the name of it.
Blast from the Past, yes.
You should have referenced Encino Man. I gave you a...
That was in there. That was in there. I Was Frozen was number four.
God.
Okay.
Get it.
I'm a congressman.
Rocked. Everyone's a congressman. Next.
Sean Penn.
That's why it's the first one. I was an R&B performer. I need a knife.
Paul Hogan.
Nope.
Eddie Murphy?
It is Eddie Murphy. Nice.
Of course it is. I want the knife. You should
yes,
just, I
from
want,
Golden
he,
Child.
He wants it. He doesn't say it.
That would be too much of a giveaway.
Right. From,
but I'm a congressman as Distinguished Gentleman, and I was an R&B performer, was from Dreamgirls, and then I Need a Knife was Golden Child.
Yeah. Oh, what was your coming any to America? Of those movies.
What was your Coming to America hint?
I'm sure I've never seen any of those.
I did not have a Coming to America hint.
Oh. I've seen Coming to America.
All right.
Is there a Norbit movie? Hint?
Let's see. Let's do this one. I am a drug dealer.
Ice-T.
Harvey Keitel.
No. I turned into a wolf.
James Spader.
Wow, it is James Spader. Dude. I'm a Drug Dealer is from Less Than Zero.
1-2 punch.
And I Turned into a Wolf is from Wolf.
Yeah.
Okay. My uncle was a genius.
Sean Penn. Oh, that would have been a great answer.
I'm an alcoholic.
Nick Cage again.
That'd be awesome, too.
My husband died in a plane crash.
On to the females.
I fell in love with a guy on the radio.
Johnny. Meg Ryan.
It is Meg Ryan.
Oh, no. Oh,
My Uncle Was a Genius was from that, I'm sure, was awesome comedy IQ. I'm an Alcoholic is from When a Man Loves a Woman.
Flubber.
My Husband Died in a Plane Crash. I just did this quiz a little while ago, and I cannot remember.
City of Angels, maybe?
No, it wasn't that. I don't remember what that one's from. And I Fell in Love with a Guy on the Radio, Sleepless in Seattle.
I am fucking killing you, Greg.
Dude, dominating.
All right.
We're going to have to include the soundbite of you pretty much conceding the quiz before we start.
Should have taken him up on it.
Yeah.
I'm a priest. I killed the priest.
Cheech Marin.
I shot myself.
Oh, that would be great.
I'm a reformed racist.
Jeez, this person's an asshole.
Ed Norton?
It is Ed Norton.
Yeah.
God. I was gonna start guessing.
Can I do it? I'm a priest is from the movie he was in with Ben Stiller, Keeping the Faith, I think it's called.
Correct.
I Killed a Priest is from Primal Fear. What was the third one?
Shot Myself.
I Shot Myself as Fight Club. And the fourth one was
Reformed Racist.
American History X.
Yes, very good.
Hey.
Thank you for the wrap up.
Figured you were bored.
Okay. Yeah. All right. My family was killed by cops.
Natalie Portman.
Nice. Nice.
Oh, good job, Greg.
Thank God.
That was from Leon the Professional, for those people wondering. Okay, next one. I'm an alien.
Olivia Wilde.
I was waiting for that answer. All right. Number
Wait,
two.
Did you just serve a softball up to me?
No, no, it's not correct.
Oh, I thought it was.
I was. As soon as I read it, I'm like, oh, I know what he's going to say. Next one. I'm an exorcist.
I'm an alien.
Gabriel Byrne.
I'm an ex.
Nope. Next one. I was a Buckeye.
Keanu Reeves.
Yes.
Back to fucking Keanu Reeves.
What was
again.
He a Buckeye in?
The replacement.
He was a. You don't get to see him play for Ohio State, but you know that he was past Ohio State.
The next clue was I played in the Rose Bowl, which was his other character from Point Blank.
Right.
Point Break. But I Was an Exorcist is Constantine, and I'm an Alien is from the remake of when the day there stood still.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Okay. I'm the Tooth Fairy.
The Rock.
Rock.
Nope. I'm badly burned in a plane crash.
Will Ferrell.
Damn it. I'm a god.
Morgan Freeman.
I'm a Nazi.
Morgan Freeman.
I scarred a kid.
Tom Cruise?
Nope. I'm giving all the answers.
I'm giving all the answers.
I'm giving all the
answers. Ralph Fiennes.
Yes.
Raph.
Done.
Raph. I'm the Tooth Fairy is his evil name from Red Dragon. He was some serial killer named the Tooth Fairy. I'm badly burned in a plane crash, English patient. I'm a god is from Clash of the Titans. I'm a Nazi is from Schindler's List. I scarred a kid, Harry Potter. And I'm given all the answers is from Quiz Show.
You think scarred a kid would have been enough?
For whatever reason, Quiz Show is the one that gave it to me.
Yeah, I was surprised by that too. All right. I dated movie stars.
When are we going to start the quiz?
I'm in a mental hospital right now. That's when we're starting it, right now. I'm hired to find people's secrets.
Leo?
It is Leo.
Yeah. DiCaprio.
I Dated Movie Stars was Howard Hughes from The Aviator. I'm in the Mental Hospital is from that great movie we all saw together, Shutter Island.
Yeah.
And I'm Hired to Find People's Secrets is, Inception. And, yeah, that's as far as we got. Okay.
What's scoreboard and how many do you have left?
It is 9-5 and two unanswered.
Okay.
I only have three left.
Let's just finish. Go ahead.
I got three left.
Okay.
I'm a crime fighter.
Damon Wayans.
No. My buddy is a genius. I do like that guess, though.
What was the next hint?
My buddy is a genius.
Oh.
I witness a nuclear explosion.
John Cusack?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Nope.
Tom Arnold.
Nope. I impersonated my cellmate after prison.
Paul Newman?
Nope.
That's a good one. How do I not get that?
I was an asshole in high school.
Jim Carrey?
Nope.
Impersonated? Okay, go ahead.
Harry tricked me.
Ben Affleck.
It was Ben Affleck.
Holy shit. Is that an Armageddon reference at the end of it?
Yes.
God.
I changed it the last minute. Would you have gotten it with I'm a Fallen Angel?
Ooh, probably not, actually.
Those were the two that I was dealing with for the last one.
So,
but
wait,
anyway,
wait. What was the prison one?
Reindeer Games, of course.
Oh. Can we get a Phantoms reference in there somewhere?
I tried. I'm like, I don't know enough about this movie to describe it.
I saw Phantoms. I read the book Phantoms. Suck on that.
So, I'm a crime fighter, Daredevil.
Right.
My buddy's a genius is Good Will Hunting. I Witness a Nuclear Explosion is from the Jack Ryan movie, whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm. Some Ball Fears.
I impersonate my cellmate after prison is Reindeer Games. I'm an asshole in high school is Dazed and Confused. And then Harry Tricked Me was from Armageddon. Okay.
Last one?
Two more.
Go ahead.
I'm a sheriff.
You're a sheriff. Harrison Ford.
I manage a zoo.
Kevin James.
I'm an outlaw.
Kurt Russell.
Matt Damon.
Sam Elliott.
I married a jewel thief.
Charlize Theron.
John Malkovich.
I try to convince an alien of our worth.
Oh, shit.
Carrie Fisher?
Nope.
What is that bitch's name? Go ahead.
I'm an inventor. And lastly, I'm a ghost.
Swayze?
Nope. Okay, to review.
Bill
I'm
Cosby.
A sheriff. Wow, ghost dad reference. All right, I'm a sheriff. I manage a zoo. I'm an outlaw. I married a jewel thief. I try to convince an alien of our worth. I'm an inventor. And I'm a ghost.
I'm a ghost. It's
John Cleese.
Jennifer Connelly.
It is John Cleese.
John Cleese. Fuck.
Yes. I'm a sheriff. He was in Silverado. I manage a zoo. Is a movie called Fierce Creatures with the normal cast of his buddies. I'm an outlaw. Is from Time Bandits. He was from I believe.
Yeah.
I married a jewel thief. Is from Fish Called Wanda. I try to convince an alien of our worth. Is from that remake movie again.
That's why I thought maybe it's Jennifer Connelly.
I think the last time we referenced a Fish Called Wanda twice in a show was never. By the way.
I'm an inventor. He plays Q in the Bond series, or did in the Bond series. And I'm a ghost is from Harry Potter.
I got it strictly from I'm a Ghost. I want to tell you that.
That's why I made that one last.
Good Lord.
Okay, last one.
Why not?
My friend and I hang out with a record collector.
Jack Black.
Nope.
Jack White.
Nope. My dad's young boss falls for me.
Luke Wilson.
I'm attacked. Nope. I'm attacked by spiders.
David Arquette.
I'm a good piano player.
Oh my God.
I'm an entertainer's assistant.
Whatever Tom Hanks' son's name is.
Colin Hanks?
Colin? No. I hit it off with a stranger in another country.
Claire Danes?
Nope. And then lastly, I go undercover to work for an arms developer.
Undercover to work for an arms developer? Nick Cage.
Nope. All right, to review. My friend and I hang out with a record collector. My dad's young boss falls for me. I'm attacked by spiders. I'm a good piano player. I'm an entertainer's assistant. I hit it off with a stranger in another country. And I go undercover and work for an arms developer.
Jeff Daniels. No idea. John Goodman.
Can I ask, before answer? You tell us the answer, can I ask you if the My Dad Boss thing is with Topher Grace and what's his
name? It is.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
I don't know who the chick was in that.
You don't remember the daughter's name?
I don't remember who it was.
Remember who it was? Because it was Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, yep. So my friend and I hang out with the record collector is Ghost World. My dad's young boss falls for me is In Good Company. The one that Jeff was just talking about. I'm attacked by spiders. She was in Eight Legged Freaks.
No shit!
Yeah.
Wow!
I'm a good piano player is from the Coen Brothers film. What's that?
The Man Who Wasn't There.
In black and white. Yeah, The Man Who Wasn't There. Thank you.
Forget about that.
I'm an entertainer's assistant. She was in The Prestige.
Right.
I hit it off with a stranger in another country is Lost in Translation.
God.
And I go undercover to work for an arms developer is Iron Man 2.
I'm awful. All right.
And
quiz is done. Quiz
got.
Is done. Thanks, James. Moving on.
Hey, you beat the unanswered one. Good work.
Yeah, we did, Josh.
I should have let the unanswered take a couple extras.
Just because you've got the fucking fat to let it go anyway.
Yeah, just so there is humiliation. Greg comes in third.
We'll have to do that one of these times.
All right, so real quick, there was a theme, so let me read the list of people. Keanu Reeves, Natalie Portman, Ed Norton, James Spader, Adam Sandler, Meg Ryan, Michael J. Fox, Nick Cage, Jack Nicholson, Eddie Murphy, Kevin Klein, Leah Thompson, Donald Sutherland, Scarlett Johansson, John Cleese, Brendan Fraser, Ralph Fiennes, Leo DiCaprio, and Ben Affleck.
Damn. Every time you read those off, every time there's a theme and you read the names off, I just think, holy shit, those things are across the board. I have no idea.
Yeah.
That's tough. Right. So, yeah, we'll talk about it on the board. Skunkpit.com.
My clue will be once Greg hears, well, never mind. That doesn't really apply that well.
So.
I wanted Jean-Claude to be part of this, but I already used him for this format. That's my hint.
Interesting. Jean-Claude would have been the linchpin, huh, of the whole group, had it.
He would have been a good representative of this category.
Interesting. Right. Okay. We'll talk about that. The theme quiz questions be on the boards, gunkabit.com. We're going to the Parker Posey Play-Along, last feature of the show. I had a very poor showing last Parker Posey, so I'm hoping to bounce back here. Jeff's question was last week, and it was name an actor who you can't help but think of as one of their characters every time you see them on screen on another movie in another movie. And
great question, by the way. That was I really enjoyed that one.
Good.
Yeah.
Glad.
I could get a fucking answer. I ended up going with Christopher Lloyd from Back to the Future. Anyhow, Jeff, were there any answers you wanted to bring up that stuck out?
Actually, all of them were really good, and I liked that some of them included like personal stories. Like, I don't know if you get this, but I definitely get this. And I really enjoyed everyone who responded. I want to thank everyone.
Awesome. Fantastic. Jeff, or not Jeff, but James, you have the next Parker Posey, and again, we're going to bring it up to the Movie Hour page on Facebook and at gungapit.com. Feel free to stop by. Say hello to some of the pseudo-celebrities that exist on the forums. We're there. We're around. But
say hello because we need you back on the new site.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to that. After you finish your movie review section, James, come on.
Oh, sorry.
On.
Sorry.
But yeah, any of those mediums will do. We got an answer. I want to shout out for Tiffany. Answered on Facebook. Awesome answer. I thought about it because she brought up Kathy Bates from Misery because we were talking about Dreyfus in one of the answers. But anyhow, right. So, James, it's your Parker Posey. What do you got?
All right. We are definitely a pop culture society, and especially my group of friends and family. We are all about movie quotes. We use them all the time in our everyday lives. So I want a story about your best or favorite use of a movie quote in real life.
I got mine.
Okay. So mine's actually kind of boring a little bit, but it's just way too appropriate for such a weird quote that it actually wins for me. I was in Minnesota for a wedding, and my cousin was there, just pretty much serving as my date. And we were in a hotel room the morning after, and she was, looking for, something to eat yogurt with. And she calls to me. He's like, "Jim, do you have a spoon here?" And I got to bust out the Robin Hood quote. "Why a spoon, cousin?" It was like perfect. Like I would never be able to use that line ever again. Like word for word. And I was very proud of myself. And it's not that funny, but it was just wow. I'll never get this opportunity again. Here it is. So why a spoon, cousin, is mine. And that's from Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, for those that you don't know.
Wait, do I have to use the quote?
Ooh, good. Yeah, good
Yes,
question.
it's
You have.
That was my intent. I guess if you witnessed one, we could use that
God,
too.
I'm just not that
But I'm hoping for
narcissistic that I can say anything I did was that great.
you.
Just
have
yeah,
to
I have
think.
to rethink it then because mine was somebody else using a quote that was just awesome. So, G, if you
Wait,
get something
so
from
it's got to be you using it. That's okay.
That was my intent at first, but if we think that's going to be too limiting, then yeah, if we want to tell stories about other people's
I
use,
think it's
that's
a great
fine.
question, but again, for Jeff and I and anybody trying to answer it live, it's tough. Like the one I've got one, but I don't have a specific instance. Like I remember one of the many times that I may have had a drink or two many. There's been a couple times that's happened. I could probably, count it on my hands over and over again, but and I've used this quote before. I don't remember what Parker Posey it was from, but it was the "This is an adventure" from Steve Zissou, and it's just one of those things that I'd be sitting down. It's 1 a.m. at night. You're sitting there, and you're pretty much laughing to yourself at that point with your buddies, and I just go, "This is an adventure," and just sit there and just be so happy with myself that I said it. I remember saying it multiple times, just like, "I am so happy that I said that right now," and I completely am convinced that it is. And yeah, I don't know. That's.
See, it was weird for me. Like, I had a slew of them that I actually enjoyed, so maybe it's, I don't know, maybe it's better if it's
Maybe you're
more for
just at
somebody
an
else.
elite level, James, that we just
I
don't
guess.
operate on.
I one time, this is a backyard soccer story for everybody. I one time defeated the entire team by using a movie quote. The offense was bearing down on me, and I'm playing goalie, and somebody said something that rhymed with something that the other person said. So then I said, "Does anybody want a peanut?" And everyone just collapsed laughing, leaving the loose ball to me, and I went the other way with the ball. It was pretty funny.
I have one that I've altered with a word or two. Like I ended up there was we just recently did the Great Lakes relay where our team was waiting, just pretty much waiting for one runner to finish his run on a trail, and we were going to hand off to the next runner to continue the race, which goes across the state. And we're all sitting there just hanging out, and our next runner, who friend of the show Dave, was there, and he was leaving to go to the handoff because he's like, "All right, he's going to be here any minute. I'm going to go to the handoff." And we're on this open road. Dave's heading out that way, and I just pretty much said, "Try not to suck any dicks on the way to the exchange," which is
From
a small
Clerks.
alteration to "Try not to suck any dicks on your way through the parking lot." From Clerks, and it was great because there were multiple strangers in earshot, so it was kind
I think that one would count. I mean, it's not a exact quote, but I think the intent is there, and it's an obvious reference to something.
of right.
But
I
yeah,
was
if
very
you guys
proud of
think
myself,
it's
I'll tell you that. I was really proud of myself, if that matters.
That does matter. That's the
I
whole
got
point.
nothing. I don't. I like. I think I use movie quotes some, but I don't think that I use them as opportunely as I've definitely heard both of
All
you
right.
guys
Well,
do.
give me the one that you heard from somebody
All
else
right.
then.
So, the one that immediately popped into my head was my. For anybody who knew me growing up, knew that my little sister was just a nightmare. She was just like emotionally disturbed, I guess would be the nice way to put it. Like, she had a she was always
Can I stick up for the younger person in this situation? Like, I was the youngest of eight and you're picking on your sister?
I'm not picking on her, I'm telling a story. Okay. And I think she would agree at this point. She's turned into a very nice young lady, and I think she would agree that she was insane as a child. So wow. I was up north with several friends. I think actually our live listener Josh was up there, and somebody was playing I think it might have been Josh playing checkers against my sister, and probably not moving his back row. And my sister kept losing and started screaming and crying and going bananas. And our friend BZ throws out, "Let the Wookiee win."
Awesome. That is a good one. I've heard one from a random group of people before that I really enjoyed. I was with my cousin, Amy, again, and we were on our Out West trip in Colorado near the Maroon Bells, I believe it's called. Anyway, trail, mountains, we're out in the wilderness. And this family comes by, and it's a father, wife, and two daughters. And the daughters are, you know, they're on 14 or something, so they can know their stuff. But they're talking about getting lost in the wilderness. And the mom just busts out this quote from Last of the Mohicans, and it's this whole little speech that Daniel Day-Lewis gives under the waterfall, for people who remember this. And she's like, "Stay alive, I will find," and she just goes through this whole thing. I'm like, wow, I'm impressed. I almost wanted to, like, you know, engage in conversation and, like, you know, talk with them for a bit. It was that good. It was that.
Oh,
perfect.
You know what? I've got mine. I've got one that I did. This is forever ago.
Okay.
I totally, for some reason, that reminded me. Greg and I had, I can't even remember what it was. We had something to talk about, and we were like, this is like middle school. And we're walking away from soccer practice, like getting into our parents' cars, and he was a little ways away, and it was pouring rain. And I think we're just going to talk about, like, you know, one of us was going to, like, I was going over to his house that weekend or something like that. And I said, "I have something to tell you. It's about the future."
Yeah, dude, there's got to be some really good ones out there that I'm trying to think of more and more too. That family thing you were talking about, James, how long ago was that? I remember you talking to me about that not long ago.
I don't know, like 5 years ago, maybe something like that.
Yeah,
I'm trying to remember the last time I went out west, because that was it.
Jeff just wants to tell me how he's gonna beat me in Bond or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. So, okay, well, enough taking answers.
I think our live listener might have an answer here.
Yeah, he, Josh, co-hosts the show frequently. Also, he wanted to throw out the, remember on the outtakes 2 episodes ago when I.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome. That was really cool. He just pulled it out of a holster. Like, right.
I don't know if it counts when you're using it. When I asked what he says, and you say the quote, so I'm gonna
it
give
counts
you
because you fucked it up so hard trying to, like, it was like you were trying to make a joke, and Josh just stepped in and annihilated it. It was pretty cool.
So yeah, the question will be at the boards, gungapit.com, movie hour page on Facebook. James, one last time, let our listeners know what it is.
Yeah, what is your favorite or best use of a movie quote in real life?
Awesome, fantastic. Fantastic question, fantastic quiz, and a fantastic movie hour. James, Jeff, thank you so much once again for your input.
Thanks for stopping by, everybody. Hope you enjoyed it.
You're very welcome, and drive safe.
Thanks, live listeners. Thank you, everyone listening. Hopefully you're keeping, as Jeff said, safe on the road, safe wherever you're listening to us. The Liz Taylors, Who's Afraid of the Movie Hour. See you next time.
I'm almost thinking about just conceding the quiz. I'm exhausted.
Let's see what comes in theaters this weekend. Oh, look.
Enough.
What happened to Jim? Is he part of this call? Oh, he's here. Jim's being tardy.
I'm here.
Hey!
We almost revoked your perfect attendance.
Yep, almost did. was completely prepared.